This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
They tell me that I need a podcast to put in my ear. If I were you, the show with Jake and Amir. The pinch will have you swiping all the hotties to the right. All you gotta do is listen to the dope advice. I'ma do the things that they want me to.
Roll, dude.
Thank you. Jeffrey James. Thoughts?
I liked it a lot. I didn't know it was a Weezer cover.
You didn't know it was a Weezer cover?
I'm not like a big Weezer head.
Yeah.
I like
that's
them.
Sort of like a not a very popular.
That's
Weezer
not a Weezer
song.
Song I would know. Yeah.
That's a C cut, I would say. Not even a B.
Well, it was like their single off of a not great album.
Yeah. Was it like the Red Album or like Maladroit
or
something?
I liked the Red Album though, but whatever.
My point is like I was about to give him daps for like writing an original.
Yeah, that happens to me a decent amount on the show, actually. Yeah. I'm like, this is amazing.
That happened for like, during one of the Hamilton ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was my shot and you didn't get it.
That was actually written by Alex McGuire, Weezer cover theme to Pork and Beans. Just released a new EP on iTunes called Anxious Acid.
Nice. Well, I haven't heard it yet.
I don't want to commit to any compliments quite yet.
It's a racist diatribe.
Today is a special day at HeadGum because it's our intern's last day. So we thought it'd be fun to do a little lightning round episode. Answer as many Twitter questions as possible. Get as many interns in the room as possible. Jeff, not an intern anymore. So we figured we'd start with you.
Start with the old guard to bring in the new.
And then
it's a good idea.
We'll answer.
You say that like you don't mean it.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You're playing Tetris on your phone.
It's a high score is all.
You have no other apps. It's just, how did you delete
I deleted
the phone?
Notes, yeah.
This is insane. Those are native.
You had to hack it.
I what is it, jailbroke?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did was I designed this background, right, that like hides the other apps. So the apps are on there. You just can't find them.
And the only one is Tetris. All right, let's try to answer some questions. Before we kick your ass out of here, I tweeted recording a lightning round ep of our podcast. So these are not emails that we got. These are tweets.
I've got first one right off the bat. This one's an easy one. Nectarines, yay or nay?
Ooh.
Also, are women better off without men? Like if they find one to make a baby, they then go on their own. Better off? ?
That was one tweet?
Yeah.
That was 140 characters?
Yeah.
Nectarines plus the women, huh?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on nectarines?
I think if they're in season, they're good. But when they're those specifically, when they're out of season, are bad. Very bad.
They're like a little dry.
Dry, taut. Dry,
small.
Mm-hmm. Are nectarines, am I thinking of the right thing, are cuties nectarines? Or is
yeah,
that a different?
So. Or no, cuties are... Cuties are...
tangerines?
Mandarins?
Not tangerines. What are the fucking small oranges?
I thought those are nectarines.
No. Are nectarines are like a peach.
Oh, I was totally thinking.
Clementines. Cuties are clementines.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Those are always good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're like so. Sometimes they feel like a little nutsack, like the
which cuties? I'm not about to fucking eat.
Like you can feel like the
so I don't like grapes.
There's like the
very
rind,
small.
And then there's like air in between that and
sure.
The, yeah, like I don't like that. That one's too dried out.
Well, you don't eat the skin, you peel it off.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's gotta be right up against the skin for it to remain juicy. I want it to be like squirty, you know, like a fucking cock.
What?
I don't want it to be more of a cock than a nutsack is all. What anyway, are women better off without fucking guys?
I don't
like
think
me.
So.
No way.
Who's gonna take control of a situation when shit hits the fan?
Who's gonna buy the nectarines?
Who's gonna step to that fool at the bar who's looking at my girl?
Cuties did a good job of rebranding clementines. They should just do that to any like fruit that like a lot of people don't like.
What's a fruit that nobody likes though? Everybody likes fruit.
Yeah, but like
durian.
Like yeah, like.
Who?
Well, you didn't know you didn't know what a nectarine was, so maybe if they're called like nice little boys, and it's like you know what
yeah,
that
then
is.
I want to eat that.
Yeah,
he already expressed it like disinterest because it feels like a ball sack, and you want to eat something called nice little boys.
I'm just saying, instead of nectarines.
I know nice what you're saying. Boy. That's what I'm taking issue with.
That's the worst way of saying cutie. Cuties is like gender ambiguous. You want to make
nice little boys?
I guess ladies need men, or they could just get a baby if they want and live their life.
I've
never heard of such a thing, like a straight woman being like, I just don't want to have a guy. I'll get pregnant and not use one.
Yeah, well, what if the baby's a boy? You're going to need your son.
Now you're shit out of luck.
You're going into a good man if you raise him right. I think you might need that little fucker.
What if it's a girl?
Hmm.
All right, let's see if another question. There was one other one that I thought was really good. Do you see one about utensils anywhere? I thought that would be a good one for Jeff.
Oh.
Why?
Just you're a utensil hound.
Yeah. It was like about home improvement, and I was like, oh, I feel like you know your way around.
Tara Noan Smith style?
Yeah.
You know, every kid on that show had three names?
What?
What about
Zachary,
Tim Allen?
Zachary, Ty, Brian. No, yeah. Every kid. All the sons.
He's a kid at heart.
Yeah. True that.
Good man.
Tim Howard Allen.
You've seen Santa Claus too?
Not one, though.
Yeah.
And then what were the other ones? Oh,
Zachary Ty Bryan, Taryn Noah Smith, and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Whatever happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas? You never hear about that guy. It's all Zachary Ty Bryan this and Taryn Noah Smith that.
I wonder what Zachary Ty.
I don't
Bryan's
think it's either of those things either. I don't know where any of them are.
It'd be cool to have a reunion on our show.
Why?
Good point. Good point.
There's nothing that's. This is the first time you've probably mentioned Home Improvement.
I'll back
on the
off
show.
It. I'll back off it.
I can't find the utensil one. So here we go. Here's an interesting one: window or aisle? Window or
that's
aisle
if
you're flying?
You know your boy's sitting in the aisle. I can't do the window. I freak
really?
Out. Well, I pee probably 6 to 7 times on like a 5-hour flight.
That's fair.
He didn't say 6 to 7. He said 67.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. That's very
up and
low.
In the aisle. I need to pee out the window.
You do window or aisle?
I do window because I have like a very strategic thing because usually I'm either flying between LA and New York or LA and Cleveland. I don't go anywhere else. So I'm just like, I'll just not sleep that much the night before. Like I'll get 3 hours and then I sleep the whole 5 hours and I do get the window so I can rest my head on it.
So you purposefully exhaust yourself
sleep?
So you can sleep on an airplane.
What about just being awake on the plane and like doing work or
because
watching a movie?
I get claustrophobic and then I get anxious and I'm like, why the fuck? This is 5 hours, feels like 5 hours versus 5 hours feeling like 30 minutes.
So you need to sleep. You can't, like, what about, I mean, watching a movie, that makes the flight go by pretty quick.
Yeah, but you can do that at home. So do that.
You can sleep at home too.
Well, it's more comfortable to sleep at home. So, <yeah.
laughs> That's why I'm going.
This is
going,
the closest conversation we've ever had to actual Jeff the Dumbass.
That's why I'm going middle. Best of both worlds. I'm exhausted, tired, and claustrophobic. I can't pee.
What?
I can't rest my head on the window.
Are you watching a movie? Or?
No. I'm reading a play. Guess what I'm eating?
Fences.
A deviled egg.
Just one?
How's that for a nutsack?
That little demon.
All right. Should we try to? How long? We got to get some more people in here.
Yeah.
Do you want to grab somebody?
Yeah. Who should I grab?
Riley.
Riley.
All right, Riley.
Who
should? Thanks for your time. Namaste.
Yeah, absolutely. We should have you on for a full episode. We need more Jeff.
Of Jorts.
Absolutely.
Of Jorts. I think the first time I said that was on the show.
Really?
Well, I'd said it in passing before, but like publicly.
That's first, cool.
The first debut.
Yeah. Was on the podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go get Anspaw.
Welcome to the show,
Thank
Riley.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, hi, Riley.
Oh, you seem so unhappy that I'm here.
Oh, just get out of here, Riley.
Dude.
We're trying to answer as many questions as possible. Do you think you can help us out?
I think I can do my best.
We found one that has to do with a freshman going to college for the first time. You're in college, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you're not
a
freshman.
For the first time?
For the first time, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's lucky. I'm going to be a senior.
Okay. So see if you can answer. See if you can help out this freshman moving into the dorms for the first time. Brooke writes, what's something I should bring to college as a freshman moving into the dorms for the first time? Something you wouldn't expect to need.
Oh, ooh. That's great. Actually, Riley, I got this.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah.
Books.
I didn't expect
caddy.
It. Shower. No one expects it. A good attitude.
Wow.
I think.
That's really nice. That's really cool.
No, but actually, like, you know, all jokes aside.
Oh, finally.
thank God. No, I think, like, be ready to, like, have a college experience that's not what you expect in the dorms, because I feel like people romanticize it a lot, and sometimes it is actually pretty shitty.
How was your dorm life?
My dorm life was, my freshman roommate was amazing.
Oh, you got lucky.
Mm-hmm. I got really lucky. No, well, we met each other on, like, the Facebook
Cupid.
Group on OKCupid.
Cool.
Dated on and off. We didn't.
So there was like a Facebook group of incoming freshmen?
Yeah.
And you just like friended somebody? Like left
Yeah, it was a lot of like people doing bios of like, I'm 18, my favorite color is blue. You know, I'm kind of different. I like to watch Netflix. do you want a roommate with me? And we're just like, yeah, I'm also not like other girls.
Oh.
I also watch Netflix. Am I crazy? Let's live together.
That's
that like
how
something
it happens?
That we did not get that when we went to school.
Yeah.
We like filled
it
out
was
on,
totally
on
random.
Paper. We like wrote, I like to wake up early. Or like
yeah.
you had like five things and you got matched with your roommate mm-hmm. by the school based on that.
We had
there
that
was
too.
No social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is pre-Facebook. So it was very random. So you got to choose who you wanted based on the Facebook group. You're like, all right, let's link up and tell the college.
Yeah, because then you could send in things like you can make a request if you want a room with someone. So we just found each other.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Cool. So
yeah, good attitude.
Good attitude.
And a smile, maybe.
Yeah. And shower sandals so that you don't get athletes.
For sure. But. Yeah. That's disgusting if you don't wear those.
We had co-ed bathrooms. Did you guys
that's
have
hot.
That?
Easy.
Imagine
Sorry.
Taking a fat dump next to a random
that's
woman taking a shower.
That's the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
All right. One more question.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could have any animal perch on your shoulder.
Wow.
This comes from E.B. Bergbrain. Okay. You could have any animal perch on your shoulder, pirate style. What would it be? Mine's a bat. That's not my answer. That's Bergbrain's answer.
Dog. Always.
Just like a big dog, small dog, medium-sized dog?
Well, I think like if there are no rules.
No
like,
rules at all.
If like just a giant
well, you can't have a dog,
dog
but...
no rules except that you can't have a dog.
Not even gravity.
Like,
not even gravity is
an Alaskan Malamute.
Yeah.
Like a huge
well, actually,
ass.
You know what would be, if we're going all out there,
go ham,
a
yeah.
sperm whale, like if you could actually have that perch on your shoulder and not feel it, that would be insane.
That'd be cool.
Wait, why
That'd
do you say
crazy.
Not feel it? Did they say not feel it?
I'm just,
they
I
didn't
mean,
specify
any
either
animal.
Which way.
And do you imagine
animal.
A little sperm whale or an actual
no, like full
40
size.
Yards,
mm-hmm.
19 metric tons on your
right.
shoulder?
Yeah.
So bring that to the fucking dorm. Let's have
you
a let's have a
it.
Night.
Yeah, dude.
You walk in there and someone hosing down a whale. I love Netflix.
This is college.
This is thank God I brought my good attitude, or else I'd be pissed about this whale in the dorm.
Let's watch Netflix, dude,
and chill. I'll do a little shrimp.
That's
little,
so easy.
Yeah, a little shrimp.
If it could be like any animal and you choose something very feasible
yeah.
that you could just actually do.
You, oh, yeah, you do have a little crawfish
yep.
on
yeah,
your...
Yeah.
Look at that.
A
your mind
daddy.
Is so small. You think inside the box, color within the line.
Brush that shrimp off your shoulder. Go on.
Amir doesn't
for
even
you.
Use color. Like, he likes the black and white coloring.
Yeah.
Like, this looks pretty
it's
neat as
a
is.
It's finished picture book
yeah.
in his mind.
I've yeah, they've already maximized the drawing. I don't have to add color to this.
This is done.
All right, thanks for answering two questions for us.
Cool. Thank
you. Who do you want to bring up here?
Let's do Thicholas.
Nice.
Thicholas.
Yeah, yeah,
good
yeah.
Good call. Will you go grab Thicholas?
Yeah, I'll go get him.
Thank
guys.
You. Good work.
Thank you.
Sitting into the studio now is Nicholas, a.k.a. Thickolas.
Heyo.
How's it going?
Good. I'm feeling great. Yeah, Thickolas company party went well.
Thickolas was a nickname you came up with, right?
Yeah, because he's fucking, like, stacked, jacked.
350 pounds, 5'8".
And when you say the company party went well, what do you mean by that?
I'd say it was a success. Uh-huh. The Twitch stream was not compromising for anyone. And the after party was remembered.
Yeah. Got it. Well, I have no further questions.
I think that checks out.
I think so.
We're trying to get through some quick Twitter hit questions. This one seems right up your alley. Let me see if I can pick your brain. When playing pickup basketball with a girl... Is it more respectful to go 100% or take it a little bit easier? And what if she posts up on you? This writes James Geisbrecht.
All right. I'll take the first part first. I think if you're going to shoot full effort. Don't purposefully miss ever. That's just demoralizing.
Yeah, no point.
Disrespectful.
Saving.
Yeah.
It's illegal.
I think it is illegal. Yeah, someone can could be arrested for that. But yeah, I definitely would not like try to cross someone over in that sense. Like ankle breaking is off the table. But I do think some casual, like maybe play like pig or horse. That's
this is talking about a 5-on-5 pickup
basketball.
And she's guarding you.
Oh, that did happen.
Are you serious?
That did happen.
That did happen with Marty. I guess I played 100%. Yeah. I don't know. Treat him the exact same. Yeah.
So you're bumping.
But if you get posted up, I think that's on them.
Yeah. You're bumping down low and all that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Hard in the paint. Yeah. Elbows throwing wildly. Yeah.
Not giving it. All right.
Yeah.
This happened to me once, but it didn't really matter because she was better than me.
Yeah.
And she ended up hurting me.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
How badly?
It was like a Saturday morning game, and she was like, she played like very rough, and she was like elbowing me in the ribs. Yeah. I was like, wow. All right.
Yeah. And
here
then
we go.
Foul! Then you're fired up. Yeah.
Ooh. But at the same time, I felt bad retaliating.
I think it's a lose-lose. Yeah. In that sense, you're getting beaten up, but you can't do anything back.
How was the lady playing against
you? She was really good, actually. She was, she scored most of the other team's points.
Yeah. And you were guarding her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did not do my job.
Jake, do you think it's more fair to play 100% or to take it easy?
I guess if it's 5-on-5 and it's like one of the girls I played a pickup soccer with my dad and a bunch of his friends against an older lady and I went at her.
Yeah, you tackled her.
You singled her out.
Yeah, like
the game was over.
I took her knees out.
You got a yellow card during a fucking friendly.
Yeah, yeah. If it's like a cute thing, I would say like I'm more on Thickless's camp. Like you shoot 100%, but don't like you know you're not trying to embarrass anybody. Yeah. There's no need to show off. You know?
Okay.
But 5-on-5, go full effort.
Yeah.
Here's one more question.
Cool.
I want a tattoo, but can't decide what I want. Any suggestions? Should I wait to take the plunge? Says Styrofoam Forever.
The plunge. I mean, this seems like something you're really catered to speak on.
Yes, we are not delving into my tattoo removal process, Nicholas.
It's underway and it's not going well.
I'm getting a skin graft and that's all you need to know.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not. I don't think I could really pull one off. I always thought
I don't think the needle could pierce your
white
fucking skin.
3 inches. I don't know. I just never really thought it would look good. If I did get one, I'd always seen this kind of like wrist tattoo.
Yeah, good call, like, not getting one.
Yeah. It like starts at your wrist and then it's like trees, like a forest that goes up and it kind of has cool like angles, but definitely would not fit the rest of me. I think you could pull that off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should I do it today on the podcast?
It would be a little
We should have done it last night when you were passed
out. You could have convinced me.
What?
Me?
I mean, no, we were casually talking and meeting people at the bar.
We were discussing, networking, actually.
Yeah, we were talking about the Q3 numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a great report that you filed at the Virgil.
Yeah.
I think you were completely whited out, they called it. Yeah, super alert.
I hate that. But yeah, no, I've never gotten a tattoo. But I do think something artistic, definitely not something that's time-bound. Don't get a name. Don't get someone's face.
Yeah.
That's just, those are two no's.
And try drawing it on yourself for a bit.
That's a good idea. Or henna it or something.
Yeah, I've done that before. Like, thought I wanted a tattoo after these ones and, like, drawn it on my body and, like, with a Sharpie. Yeah. And then after a day, I'm like, I don't want this. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you drew?
Remember when we took the road trip across the country?
Yeah.
The Tioga, the RV that we went in, like had these like just kind of like a cool design, and I drew that on my arm.
You're gonna get a RV pattern.
Yeah, like their logo. It was called the Tioga, and it was like three triangles. It looked kind of cool.
Kind of.
But yeah, of course,
got you. Yeah.
It was a bad idea.
Amir, did you ever entertain the ink?
Yeah, it's weird to be like, I want a tattoo, I just don't know what of. It seems like it goes the other way around. Yeah. Like, I really want a tattoo of this, and I don't know where to put it, or I don't know when to get it.
Yeah. I think if you don't know what you want, then you have to get a shitload of tattoos. Like, I can imagine,
to cover
like,
it up. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like, an entire sleeve of tattoos could look cool.
Yeah.
You're like, and it doesn't really, like, oh, this one's a boat, this one's a skull, this one's a heart, this one's a ghost.
Because then it's about the
it
whole thing, it's not about the individual pieces.
Right,
yeah.
But then if you have one tattoo, like, I have a single tribal sun on my ankle, and everyone's like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, like, you chose this specifically.
Right.
What was it about the tribal sun that spoke to you?
I love Sublime.
What it means is, I made a huge mistake, is what it means.
I did start saying that.
And I'm paying it every day.
But nobody ever goes up
you
to
did
a
it
sleeve
ironically.
And they're like, what's the panther mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It like looks fucking cool. That's what it means. Get away from it.
Exactly.
Me.
Yeah.
All right. I think we helped a little bit.
Sweet. I hope so.
Do you wanna bring another intern friend?
Sure.
Who are you thinking?
Saba.
Saba.
He's coming in.
Good
All
man.
Right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to the podcast. George Saba sitting in.
Thank you. Am I sitting at the right mic?
Yeah,
yes,
man.
You are.
Okay, cool. I
Good
just guessed because this was a the only one pointed to a seat.
Yes, that one's just at the door. It's broken, actually.
Oh, okay, good.
People might not know, but Saba wrote one of our most successful HeadGum videos, the Noir episode. A lot of people talking about it.
Yep.
Oh.
So now you know the brain behind it.
Yeah, that's me.
That's right. Can you believe it?
A lot of pressure to live up to.
Right?
Did you actually write that, or you just commissioned it?
I commissioned it and plagiarized all the material.
That's awesome.
I Googled funny jokes.
Wow.
And I just put them in screenplay format.
Jake, do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, no, I lost it.
I got one.
Great.
How soon is too soon to surprise Bay with food? Writes Ellie Hockman 125. Have you ever had a Bay? Has she ever surprised you with food? Has it ever been too soon?
I've been surprised with food by Bay, and also surprised. Oh, it went well.
Yeah.
And then I've also been the surpriser. But like, I think both instances were like mid into the relationship, but
right.
I feel like that wasn't necessarily like too soon, or I don't think there's a too late unless you've already broken up.
That would be too late. What is the fear here that you're like scaring somebody away by making a romantic dinner like on a
That would scare me the fuck away.
How early is too early? How soon is too soon to surprise
I don't want a dinner before I've said I love you to a person.
Wow.
What
if it's a cookie?
Out. Well, it's not dinner.
Well, she said food.
Oh. Then that's fine.
Do you remember a specific Bay surprising you? Was it like a full meal or was it like, hey, I got you a taco?
No, it was like treats and stuff.
Like buying somebody food is different too than like cooking something.
Yeah, that's
right?
How I interpret it as buying food.
Oh, yeah. I guess it could be anything.
Yeah. Surprising with a meal would be jarring because it's like they've put all this preparation into it, but they didn't run it by like what you like necessarily.
Yeah. Like, you'd have to be very, very confident in your cook. Like, imagine surprising somebody with like a pretty bad meal.
Yeah.
Like, surprise, I made a potato.
That's it. A single boiled potato.
And here's a Riesling for you.
What's your least favorite food, Saba?
My least favorite food? I don't like raw spinach.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's fine cooked. I just don't like the texture of it raw. It's too papery.
So if somebody gives you a raw spinach salad, surprising Bay with food.
I'd be pissed off.
You don't know me.
I've got another food-related question, actually, so
okay.
This is a nice theme.
Yeah.
When surprising a lady for a fancy birthday dinner at a nice restaurant, what do you order food-wise?
Good question.
No, it's not.
That's a really fascinating question.
He's worried that he's never been to a dinner and he doesn't know what to order when he gets there.
You know, I often struggle with this because I'm a very messy eater, so I always eat something that I can eat with a fork and a knife. Like, I won't get a sandwich because I know it's spilling everywhere. I'll get, like, a steak that I can cut slowly and eat.
Mm. I'm with you there. Like, burgers especially.
Yeah, they're messy.
I also won't do salads because I think I take too big of bites of salad.
Yeah.
And
I get greedy with the fork on the salad.
Exactly, because you want a little bit of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a salad, that's the point. What was the question?
He wants to know what to order. I feel like people don't know that the food at a fancy restaurant is basically the same as at a shitty restaurant, except they just like write it fancier.
It's smaller portions is the difference, the real difference.
Right.
So the steaks are tiny. I would get a few little carrots next to it.
I think steak is the way to go. Steak is always on the menu at a fancy restaurant.
Burnt well done, ketchup slathered on top and on bottom, and a side of A1 sauce so I can take a shot at the end of the meal.
All right, last food-related question. Whoa. Best item to order at In-N-Out for the first time? We're all Californians here.
You're an L.A. transplant, right?
I am a transplant, but I've been to In-N-Out.
But yeah, but did you remember your first In-N-Out? Was it recent?
No, it was like 3 years ago, three or 4 years ago. I would say like...
Does it live up to the hype for you?
It's fine. Okay. it's... I don't have the nostalgia element at all. I think like you, I try to like not seem like I'm new in a place. Yeah. So I ordered it like animal style if it's something I've done my whole life. Right. So I say do that if that's your thing. Like
what
if you're
getting?
Trying to pretend. I'm on this kick now where like I think fries are a waste of time.
Wow. Could not disagree more, but I'm interested to hear why you think that.
I like fries. I just like never finish them. So for cost efficiency purposes, like you're better off splitting or waiting for a friend to get fries and know they're not
just having a couple.
Exactly.
I would do that because of like trying not to get fat from the fries, but not because I don't care. Like I love fries too much. That's why I need to not order them.
I've never not finished fries.
Yeah, I finish them every single time I get them.
Oh, I finish. I guess it's just too starch to me, but it's not that like I have a tiny appetite. Like
right.
I'm a big boy. I can't eat. I just like there's a point. Also, In-N-Out fries aren't that great.
They're not that good.
That is true. They're like supposedly healthy.
I guess this question too. Like, aren't there like three items on the In-N-Out menu?
Oh yeah. So what are you ordering?
Oh, I guess I get the double-double animal style. I don't get fries, and I get a strawberry milkshake.
Interesting.
But the milkshakes are thick.
Yeah.
They
are.
I do double-double animal style with grilled onions. Is animal style comes with grilled onions?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
And then fries.
Yeah, I usually can't do a milkshake and a burger. So that's
but your first time, do you recommend it?
Me?
Yeah, he's never been.
I guess you might as well go for it. But like for me, those are two completely different things. Like eating a burger, I also can't have a milkshake at the same time. But that's just me.
All right.
I have a delicate Jewish disposition.
Of course.
What's your favorite burger in LA, if not In-N-Out?
I like Umami, and I like Shake Shack, but those are sort of like chainy.
Yeah.
I haven't found like a just like... honest to good, like, just burger joint. There's only one of us burger in L.A.
And then what about where you're from? Do you have that at home?
Yeah, in Cincinnati, the best burger I've had is at Terry's Turf Club.
shout out to Terry's Turf Club.
Yeah, Guy Fieri with Triple D's been there. So it's already got its fair amount of coverage.
Four people listening were just like, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. This guy knows Cincinnati burgers.
They're going to spread the word to Terry's Turf himself. I think it's still owned by Terry.
Terry Turf?
Yeah. You know him, Double T?
Yeah, he fell in a fryer. He died 3 weeks ago.
That's awesome, man.
All right. Thanks for coming and answering some food questions.
Of course.
Do you want to tap Santos?
Yeah, I'll bring him in.
All right, cool. Awesome. Thanks. Let's, while Santos gets here, let's take a break. Thanks some more sponsors, and we'll be back with more interns. Maybe we'll get Jeffrey back to close the show.
That's a nice idea. Welcome, Santos.
Santos in the house.
Santos himself.
Yes.
On Twitter, right? Santos himself?
On Twitter, Instagram.
You got to get close to the mic, dude. They can't hear you.
Everything.
I didn't know you had LimeWire. Congratulations.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Santos, design intern, correct?
Yes.
Commuting from Las Vegas.
Yes.
What HeadGum podcast art might people know you from?
I did the album art for The Dumbbells.
Nice.
All Fantasy Everything.
Great.
Recently, the Throwback podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new one that just came out.
That's right.
And here's a question. Here's a question from Keys.
Okay.
What item in my wallet should I throw away?
Oh, that's a very Jake question. How are you on your wallet?
Let's see your wallet, Santos.
My wallet is stacked. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, wow. So this could
too
be...
Too much.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Santos.
That's a Costanza.
You've shown your hand.
Yeah.
I thought you were a designer.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I have, like, old business cards from, like, people I never intend to, like, ever contact again.
Jesus Christ.
Wait. What are you keeping it for? Are you just too lazy to take them out? Or at this point, you're attached?
At this point,
you should be too lazy to put them in the first place.
I have, like... just old tickets of things.
Yeah. Jake prides himself on the minimalist wallet, right?
Clean as fuck.
So everything is 100% essential. What do you do? All right, here's a good 50-50. Insurance cards. Do you keep them?
Depends. Which one?
General health insurance.
Health insurance card? No, it's not in there anymore because it's all digital. I have the app for my health insurance.
So what's the last card you took out?
I'm debating whether or not to take out my AAA membership card.
Do you ever need it?
No, but like if you get into a problem on the road, you might need it. But they do have it. It's digital, so I don't really need it. I like AAA a lot. You know, I'm just a loyalist.
I keep
that mine
way. Too.
Yeah.
And I keep,
well, clearly you keep it. You probably keep the old ones too.
And a Blockbuster fucking video card from 1998. You have a Burger King Kids Club card from 1995, probably before you were born.
Yeah. You have a pretty slim wallet too yourself, Blumenfeld.
Yeah, I try to keep it light, but there's some things in there that I can probably get rid of. Let's take a look, see. Wait, what do you guys think of cash? Do you guys keep a lot of cash or not necessarily?
Not usually, but
I try to keep at least $10.
What do you ever spend $10 on?
You never know.
I'm
in Vegas with tipping people.
Yeah, that's true. You do never know.
Oh, like singles.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Like singles. Yeah.
The problem is like with our company card and then our regular card and then a debit card and then a credit card. Whatever happened to remember those like products that said they would combine everything into one card?
I saw an Unbox Therapy video on they had everything on a smart card, which I thought was super dangerous, but you can, like, if it's separated from your phone via Bluetooth, like, it'll stop working, and you can put everything on it by scanning it onto cards.
That sounds nice.
Like,
I mean, one card that should all be able to be
everything
on your phone.
It has, like, your Regal movie gift cards. It has your Starbucks, like, credits.
Yeah.
It has everything, and you can, like, swipe it by it's like a digital card.
They sort of have that with Apple Pay. You can just swipe. I don't necessarily.
But they don't take it everywhere.
Yeah,
as soon as they do, I mean, like,
we can get rid of our wallets.
Almost. My license. I do not know why my license isn't on my phone. Like it should. A bartender should be able to like scan it or something.
Are you against the wallet phones?
Yes, wallet phones are the dumbest thing in the world.
Phones.
I've gone on many diatribes. Like every time you're texting, you want to have all of your cards and your cash out as well. It's the height of idiocy.
So what was this guy's question? It was like, what should I get rid of? In my wallet?
Yeah. I mean, I
everything.
Think...
Everything.
Yeah, right everything. Off the bat, you don't need the that buy nine, get one free things. Yeah.
Right.
That's a big volume expense. And then, like, what do you save in? Like $5 every 3.5 months?
Yeah.
You don't need those. Yeah. I bet there's a membership card from something you don't need, an
that
old
you
thing you
often.
Can probably get rid of. Credit cards that you probably don't use very often, you can shed that, keep them at home, and then if you need them in emergency, you can always grab them.
Yeah.
Jamari Suarez asks, wraps or sandwiches? Thoughts?
Santos himself?
I'm gonna have to go with sandwiches on this one.
Interesting.
Same.
Yeah, I'm with sandwiches.
But is a burrito a wrap?
Yes.
Sandwiches.
Can you imagine
a
burrito?
A
nice, dude.
Very good. Very good.
You guys are shoving me out. Not like this.
You cannot come back.
Imagine a burrito sandwich. So it's not a wrap. It's like two pieces of bread with beans, cheese, lettuce,
rice.
Know. Rice. Yeah.
Rice in between two pieces of bread.
Well, it's
disaster,
like
disaster. Everything.
What about like rice bread, like rice cakes, kind of?
That's very hard to eat.
Yeah. No. Well, it would be less crispy. Be more like rice.
I like
together.
Bread, different breads. That's why I went with sandwich. With the wraps, it's just like tortilla.
Yeah. Then you can get the spinach tortilla, but that kind of tastes the same.
Yeah.
But at the same time, burritos are wrap. Do you not like burritos?
I'm with burritos. I'm not anti-burritos, but if I have to kill one, I would kill wraps.
Yeah. And I think wraps get
bad.
People think actually a good wrap. I think people think that wraps are like carb free, but like there's almost as much grain in a tortilla as there are in a couple slices of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. I also take the tortilla out of your wallet. I bet this guy's fucking rocking around with little tortillas
insane.
In his wallet.
You think
insane.
This guy has tortillas in his wallet?
Or maybe the wallet is a tortilla? Like, I don't know. Like, I think this goes all the way to the top. For whatever reason, I'm so, like, dumb right now that I think that this guy, like, carries around
really
a burrito
stupid,
in his back pocket. Like, that makes no sense.
All right. Thank you, Santos.
Right,
will you tap, what do you say, eagle?
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
All right.
Eagle,
eagle coming
up.
Thank right. you.
Trying to find a good eagle question. Oh, that's what we should have asked him about the shoulder, because he's a bird.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Caw caw. Eagle has landed.
I love it, dude.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Very good.
Eagle, our cinematographer.
Yes.
Did you know that last night at the office party on the Twitch, Eagle and Thickless were quoting the butt chugging Jake and Amir.
No,
like,
I didn't
verbatim,
know that.
Like, and your lines
was,
and mine.
That was what I memorized, like the one episode that it's I just had.
Insane.
That.
I didn't know Thickless was a Jake and Amir fan. Now I'm sad that I fired him earlier today.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's pretty bad.
Trying to get through as many questions on Twitter as possible. Let's start with an easy one.
Cool.
Adam Beard writes, do I put the toilet paper roll up or down?
Like rolling down?
Yeah, like rolling down the back or rolling down the front?
Rolling down the front.
Yeah, front.
Yeah, it seems like there's a universal accepted from the front. But why is that?
I just think it's easier like to grab. A waterfall coming straight down as opposed to this like... Because you can't see it. It could be... like short enough where it's like cut in the back where you just don't know where it starts.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's interesting.
So you're talking about the visual.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, all visual.
It's
for
harder
me.
To pull, like, I mean, if you have to pull it from the back and it's like, and it is tucked, you have to like dig your hand back behind
it's
it.
It's like a
you
curl.
Also, it's weird to like roll something this way, pushing it forward.
Yeah.
It's easier to do it just straight down.
You know what I like? I don't like the tubes that you got to like compress, take out, and then a new one goes in.
The one you just kind of slip it on.
Yeah, I like the slip on, off. That's a solid. And it also kind of looks better. The old tube, I feel like, is antiquated at this point.
Totally.
Definitely.
Totally. Definitely agreed. I got another bathroom question for you guys.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Sprinkle asks, is it cool to jerk it at my friend's house in the bathroom while we're hanging out?
No, I don't think it's cool.
I think it's about speed and about
oh
not being noticed.
Now, that's a fucking thoughtful answer from the wise Eagle.
If you can make it so, like, if they don't know, it's like parents, you know, it's like they don't want to see you doing it as long as you don't make it obvious.
Wow. Is that, have you ever? Could
have
you
I ever?
Why would you ever be so turned on at, like, hanging out with your friends that you had to get one out?
Do you really not remember when you were, like, in 7th and 8th grade where you just, like, had to jerk off all the time?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't think I ever went through that.
Sometimes you're at friends' houses for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, my friends would jerk off in the same room.
Right, but that was more like of a bonding experience. I'm talking about...
It wasn't about bonding. It was about we had to nut or we'd die.
Yeah, all the waffle.
Did you ever do it secretly in a bathroom?
Of course.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to do it at work.
What's the craziest place then?
The craziest place I ever jerked off.
Like you
off?
Felt the most guilty afterwards.
Wow, good question.
Throwing them back out.
I remember when my grandfather died in 8th grade.
Oh dear.
I did it
instantly.
I did it in the bathroom like later the afternoon of the funeral. And I was like, I shouldn't be doing this. Like today's just like a day that shouldn't this shouldn't be part of it. And I was like, no, he would want me to live my life.
He would want me to. Do you really think that's true?
No, I mean, I think I just really needed to jerk off that day.
I mean, I'm sure, you know. He has like probably an omniscient like perspective on everything.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I would hope so. I would hope so that he is smiling down on me from heaven, jerking off in the shower.
Yeah,
do you have what's your worst place? Most shameful.
I'd say maybe, like, a hospital I was visiting.
Wow.
Why?
I was, like, staying at a hospital, like, just visiting someone that was in it for, like, an extended period of time. So I'd be hanging out there for, like, a while, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just
you gotta pass
pretty
the time
bad.
Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of hated myself for weeks afterwards, so.
And you don't have one? You don't have one? We fucking shared and you're not going to?
I'm actually
like
trying to
my own bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where a shameful place. Oh, one time I was hooking up with a lady and I jerked off in her bathroom because I was afraid I was going to ejaculate too quickly.
Like right before? Like you were hooking up?
Yeah,
right
I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
And you jerked?
It jerked
Did
off,
it help?
And then I went
Did
back.
It Did it work?
Of course. Of course
I've,
it helped.
I like something even more embarrassing. I was doing that and I was like having sex with somebody. I was worried I was going to come. So I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I'm going to jerk off and come and then go back and like be a champion. And I was jerking off in the bathroom and I couldn't come. I was like, all right, maybe it's all fine. And then I went back and instantly nutted.
I think it's bad, too, when you,
like edged myself.
When you, like, do that and then you, like, can't get it back up when you were, like, supposed
to.
Yeah,
because there's a – you also need a recovery time. So
yeah.
Which loser do you want to be? The guy that
can't get
ejaculates really quickly or, like, went to the bathroom and now can't get it up for another hour?
Yeah.
All right, who do you want to grab? Lauren?
Clemens time?
Let's do Clemens. Cool. All
right. It's peanut Thank butter Clemens times. Thank you, Eagle.
Why?
Here's a quick one that I can answer while Clemens comes up here. Amir, why won't you go back on Twinnovation? Too afraid of the bear trap.
Whoa.
I just haven't been invited back on Twinnovation. Would
the
love
bear,
to.
The bear trap is an uninviting place.
Yeah. I don't know what I would pitch, though. I have to think of a good invention. Maybe, I don't know. I was thinking about sticking my dick in a Snapple bottle, and then if you get hard, your dick's kind of stuck in there. But that's not really an idea.
Of course it's not. They also have those.
Yeah.
Like dick traps to keep your dick from getting hard.
Like a Chinese dick finger trap.
Yeah, yeah, they have those.
Lauren! Clemens!
That mic over there.
And you got to talk really, really close to that bulb.
Visiting from BU.
It's true.
How are you?
Nice. All right, I'm going to go.
What? I was joking.
How's your internship been?
It was good. I had a really good time, except for I just lost all my breath to that swan downstairs.
Swan?
The pool flute.
Oh, that's
it's
right.
It's full and I'm not okay.
Oh my God, it's full of your air.
I'm still out of breath.
What a bad time to call you up.
It's fine. She's done.
You're very lightheaded.
We're having the HeadGum pool party today.
Yeah.
We had two parties in the last 2 days.
It's a good way to end it.
Pretty exciting.
Do you have a question that Lauren can be good at?
I just like scrolling through. There's so many masturbating questions.
Yeah, yeah. What's a good first line to break the ice on a Tinder? Writes Matt Carson. Are you on these dating apps?
Yeah, I'm on Tinder, but I don't like use it for real.
Got it. Do you ever get like a first line? You're like, oh, that's a good one, because it's like from a guy's perspective. Who knows what we think is good or bad? But do you have a recollection of one that you thought was pretty good?
Not,
or bad?
Yeah, most are bad. Most are like they try and be witty and it doesn't really work. But also, even if it's good, I still don't answer.
Oh, okay, so you're
so there's like no first message that's good.
What do you think of the hi or the emoji? Is that too plain? Is that too boring?
Yeah, that's boring. Like if you just say hey, I'm not gonna answer.
And if it's too witty, you're not gonna answer. I feel like we can't.
That's why like I'm on it, but I'm like I don't use it because I'm never gonna answer anyway. Like,
why don't you answer?
Sometimes if it's kind of funny. Because I'm too afraid of getting like raped and murdered if I
that's totally valid.
Yeah.
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 Unfortunately, yeah. That's a very valid fear.
But you could still flirt with them over chat.
I like the GIFs. Sometimes the GIFs are cute.
Oh yeah, you can start with a GIF.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I think you can start with a GIF.
Jake, do you got one?
Yes, I do. My boyfriend just broke up with me, quite amicably, but there's a picture I really like of us being coupley on my Instagram.
Mm.
Should I delete it?
No, you should keep it.
You say keep it?
So yeah.
If you break up with somebody and you have coupley pictures on your Instagram, you don't delete the old ones.
Well, I don't have any of those pictures anyway because nobody likes me.
That's because you're not answering anyone on Tinder.
Yeah. Oh, self-fulfilling prophecies.
I'm ignoring everyone, and now nobody will be with me. You got to let the people in.
The definition of my life.
Who's sending you gifts?
Oh, this actually goes to our dating app idea that we've been working on.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that's like...
There's some good ones.
Some of the toughest things about dating apps are first messages.
Mm-hmm. So it's like...
It's a dating app that like... there's no first message. It's a first... The dating... As soon as you match... The app itself sends a question. It's like, what's your favorite color?
Is this a new
and then
one?
You both answer. That's I just came up with it right now.
That's so good.
What about if it's five lines of dialogue? What's your favorite color? Blue. LOL. You make me blue. No, I'm just kidding. And then it's like, boom, now you're thrown into a conversation.
You ruined my idea.
Yeah. That's a good idea because it's more like a game.
Right.
I'm more willing to answer.
Yeah, that's cool. All right.
Wasn't that a thing where it was like, hey, talk to her. Say like, it was like little prompts or something.
Yeah, it was on Hinge and I hated it. But... It was because they wouldn't say it wasn't like to both of us. I don't, or maybe it was. I can't remember now. I should look it up before I pitch it.
That's good. You can call it like icebreaker or something.
Yeah, icebreaker.
Yeah.
All right. Let's – okay. Did we answer that question? I already forgot what
it
was.
Oh, yeah. No, just keep it. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. The picture's on the social media.
Yeah.
I think if they're – if like you have I would maybe delete it if it was like super recent. Like, if I just posted a picture of me kissing somebody and then they broke up with me, and I'd be like, I'm going to delete that. But if it's like 7 weeks ago or something, nobody's looking. Nobody scrolls through your Instagram.
Right.
Like
that often.
No, people do. If they have a crush on you, they'll see pictures.
Right. But then they'll see it 7 weeks ago and they'll be like, oh, maybe they broke up.
Yeah. It's really tough. I've never deleted an old picture, but at the same time, I'm not mad at people who do delete old picture. We only have one intern left.
Do we? No. Is that true? Mm. Just John George?
No, there's someone else.
Who?
Okay. John George.
So John George might be our last intern. Do you want to bring him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right, JG, the original.
The original handsome Twitch guy.
All right. Wow, you're sweating a lot, man.
I'm nervous. This is insane.
We could tell.
Yeah.
You were hosting a podcast down there for the last hour.
Yeah, you
could
hear that?
Yeah, it was very disruptive.
It was recorded, too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's fine.
Let's start you off with an easy one.
Okay.
I'm trying to find who wrote it, but let's ask the question first. Okay. Would you rather shower in the morning or at night?
I would rather shower morning or night.
Yeah. Well, what do you do? What do you do now?
He's freaking out. He can't answer. I don't fucking know. when do you shower?
I usually shower in the afternoon because I work out like in the morning. And then I do it after I work out.
I see.
So I guess more towards the morning I would rather shower because I want to be clean for the day.
It's not a bad one.
Yeah.
Jake, when's your shower sketch?
I shower at night, but if I had my druthers, I definitely like the idea of working out in the morning, showering, being fresh for the day. That's good.
Yeah.
But oftentimes I wake up and I'm tired and I don't feel like working out, so I don't shower. I work out around 5 and then I shower at night. But I wake up and my hair looks terrible.
Yeah, I like exactly. I like showering as a wake up use rather than like because it kind of wakes you up. So like to do it right before bed is a little difficult for me.
Do you ever go cold shower? Cold shower really wakes you up.
Yeah. Oh, man. I love a cold shower.
Yeah. Do you really go cold or do you just go like lukewarm and it feels kind of chilly?
No, well, I try to go as cold as possible when I'm really tired. My shower back home is insane. It gets insanely cold.
Really?
Like I tried it.
Well, you're from Greenland, right?
Yeah, Greenland. I tried it, and my head was hurting. It was so cold.
Why?
I was like, I gotta stop this. I think.
Why did you get myself so cold?
I can do like the gradual cold. I don't like to jump into a freezing cold shower, but I like every shower I take, it ends freezing.
Okay.
I just like slowly.
I think that's the way to go.
Thank you.
The perfect way.
Jake, do you have a question?
Oh yeah. AJC writes, do you guys plan on touring more in the Midwest? A Michigan show would be great. Consider coming to Grand Rapids. So I wanted to ask, you're from Michigan.
Yes, I'm from Michigan.
Tell me about Grand Rapids and where would we do a Michigan show?
Grand Rapids?
Yeah.
It's a nice little, it's like a college-like town because Grand Valley State, that is where it is in Grand Rapids. So I guess it's a nice college town to go to. That would be a good place. I know when you guys recently went to Royal Oak.
Yeah.
That's where I was. That's
Detroit.
Where I went to the show.
D-Town.
Yeah, D-Town.
Wait, you went to that show?
Yeah, I was there.
We
hung out after.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
I got really trashed that night. We went to a Coney Island.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Diner.
I was so fucking done.
You were very done that night.
Yeah, the first time we hung out, one of your buddies got really trashed, and he was like... It was one that looked like Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
And I hadn't seen him for 2 years, and then the second time we hung out, I was the one that got as trashed as he did. Full circle.
Switched roles.
You try to kill that guy, man.
Yeah, I strangled him. I put him in a coma. I couldn't quite get the job done.
You were too weak to finish him up.
He hasn't come out of the coma yet.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Brain dead then?
Yeah, doctor says not doing well at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We pull the plug. Did I then commit murder?
I don't know.
What is it before that? Like, if he's just brain dead in a coma, am I tried for what?
It's bad news.
But I'm tried for assault, and if he's basically dead,
yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
That's murder.
Law's weird.
You know, Eagle masturbated in a hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he was masturbating when he was up here too.
What?
Weirdest place I ever jerked off.
You right too.
Is there anybody we forgot down there? I think we got to everybody, right?
Yeah, I think that's everybody. Dylan's down there if you guys want to.
Oh, shit, Dylan, yeah. Are the East Coast intern?
Yeah, let's bring Dylan
up. Bring Dylan up, all right.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
All right.
Dylan.
Dylan the villain.
Dylan Smith, East Coast intern.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing here?
I got lost. And
holy shit.
Yeah.
That lost.
Sorry,
hailing
where's
from
the
UConn.
Where's the camera? Where do I look?
Oh, yeah, no camera, just an audio.
Oh, though. You don't know this is a podcast.
Yeah. Where's the camera, I said?
I know what you said.
Sorry.
All right, we got some quick hits for you. Ready? Try to dispense this advice. How do I get my coworker to stop cursing so much at work?
I would go like double in, just like... curse way more.
Okay.
And so he gets uncomfortable and then he talks to you about it and then you're like, maybe we both should tone it down.
That was really good. That was fast.
You was too fast. I haven't found another question.
You work out of our East Coast office. Who curses the most over there?
I don't know. None of us really curse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty, like,
it's a chill environment.
Yeah.
Because it's a bunch of chill people over there. Yeah. On the East Coast. Yeah. Yeah. Over here, like, you hear Marty just, fuck, shit, oh, really? Ass. Yeah. Breaking his keyboard. Losing his temper.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Rad, I mean, nothing's getting to him.
No.
He doesn't curse.
Oh, yeah. How's Nick as a boss?
He's cool. I mean.
You guys are, you've been stalking one of the Sprouse twins. Is that correct?
Would you say that's true, sir?
This is a grand jury now.
I have to go.
So the Corey and Dylan Sprouse, those are the kids, right?
They're, Dylan and Cole, I think.
Oh, Dylan and Cole Sprouse. Of course you should know,
yeah,
I think. You... so they are the twins from Big Daddy and from Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Zach and Cody, yeah.
And you guys found Dylan Sprouse.
One of them happens to own like a brewery right down the block from the office, and we like my first day we went to lunch, he was like sitting right next to us, and I like pointed him out, and then Nick like freaked out because they were trying to like already were trying to get him on Twinnovation, of course.
Oh yeah, because they're
then,
twins.
Yeah, and then we saw them like three more times that week.
Because you were following him?
I can't.
It's tough to say.
I've said
who knows
too much
at this
already.
Point.
Fair enough. Here's another question for you. Yeah. Ranch Montana asks, music during sex, cliche or hot?
I say hot. Like, yeah, you need some background noise, I think. Otherwise, it's a little too quiet.
It's all foreground noise.
Yeah, it's...
nice. I make my own music.
I like to hum during sex. Informer.
That's you singing while fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do. Yeah, it's like a karaoke sex situation. Mm-hmm. I do agree that it's weird in silence, but at the same time, I rarely know what music to play. I'm rarely playing music.
Yeah,
like,
there
I don't
is
have
like
a system.
A big issue of like what kind of music you play.
Right, and also you don't.
I had a fucking playlist that was like so. Mm-hmm. So
what was
hot.
On it?
It was
a podcast, Serial season 2, episode 4.
It was just If I Were You.
There's a
just
cut,
my vocal
cut out
track.
All of Amir's.
There's a little Wayne song. There's a little Wayne song called More Fire. More Fire. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it is, that's a fucking song. You just play that one on repeat.
On repeat?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, I usually came by the by the second chorus. And by the way, I was jerking off, so I haven't actually set.
It's a 45 second song.
It's a jerk off mix more than anything else. Do you want to grab Jeffrey?
Jeffrey James to close
out the
show?
Yeah,
out the show.
You got it.
All right. Thanks, Dylan.
Good work. Yeah. Jeffrey James.
Let's do this one in character.
What if I just entered the room and was Asian?
That's perfect.
Would you guys be happy for me?
I feel like you guys wouldn't give a shit.
Would you call me out?
Want to close it out with you since you opened it up.
Valid. The OG.
And two good questions that might be up your alley. First one from Livia Trevino. I love creative writing, but I'm struggling to find my tone. Any advice on this? Any writing advice in general? As a writer, do you ever get writer's block? Do you struggle to find your tone?
How do you find your tone?
I mean, it's just gathering influences. I mean, obviously, like, watching you guys was a big influence on me growing up. But
that's all we needed to hear.
Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.
Asshole. This, no one tweeted you that question. And then I some of the sketches I've been doing recently, I've just been like watching old SNL stuff, seeing like the structure. But that's like very specific to sketch comedy. So
right,
I like short stories. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you think about writing TV shows, movies? Or are you sticking to sketch right now, or are you doing all of it?
I think sketch for now, but TV writing eventually, hopefully. I feel like I'm almost better suited for like longer stuff.
Really.
No.
Now that you brought that up,
manifest what you want to be true.
All right, last one. Kind of an easy one. Not an easy one, but a more lighthearted one. Neon Glavin writes,
Glavin. Should I change my Twitter handle or do I have the perfect one?
That's right.
Should I nail it with Neon Glavin?
That's really funny. I didn't realize how funny it was. All right. Favorite LA local haunts.
Ooh, top three? Should we all do it?
Right up your alley, I feel like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Somebody tweeted at me the other day wanting to know a brunch spot.
That's
right.
Good.
So the three local haunts, you got to do like daytime food.
Yeah.
You got to, we also have to do coffee. It's like food, bar, outdoorsy thing, coffee though. Fine, we each get three. I don't know what it is.
I would say whatever you think, like list four or five, that's fine.
No. It's got to be three.
If they're all different, it's fine.
No, man.
And we really have to draft them. This is the beginning of a one-hour answer.
Okay. I'm not going first either.
You're not going at all. I just need Jeff to name two places.
Daytime, you said? I like I like Zinc's actual thing, not the place, not like the cafe that we always get lunch at.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have really good avocado toast.
Yes. But not the bar.
You're talking about the restaurant.
The restaurant.
Yeah.
Because there's the cafe restaurant.
Bar Mateo.
I still haven't been to Bar Mateo. I need to go.
Bar Mateo's really
Zinc,
good.
Zinc, yeah. Z-I-N-C, because there's a whole other Zinc.
There's two other Zincs, which are with Q's. And those those are good, too.
Okay.
But not as good as with a C.
Would you say any Zinc will do?
Nope.
Okay.
Shit. And then favorite bar, I think, is... Well, like, there's, like, dancing bars and cocktail bars. I like I like Resident for dancing, because you have Inside and Out.
Yeah,
and
then Resident's really great.
Yeah. And then and then Sassafras for cocktails is good in Hollywood.
I've never been to Sassafras.
It's really fun. They have dancing, too, sometimes.
Oh,
but
it's like a weird jungle-themed, almost New Orleans.
Western-themed. So you walk in, and it feels like you're walking outside, like, in and then out. So, like, you're outside this, like, they rebuilt this, like, townhouse from, like, the Old West. It's cool.
What are your thoughts on those, like, bars where you have to, like, walk through a fridge to get into, like, break
like
room
Davey
or
Wayne's.
No Vacancy or Davy Wayne's? Do you like that, those bars?
I like Break Room and I like No Vacancy. I don't like Davy Wayne's. The one time that I went, everybody was a douchebag.
Yeah, they are. I mean, those bars are those bars are cool like on a Thursday, I think. Going on a Saturday is just, it's so exhausting. It's so hard to get into those.
I went on a Monday before a final.
Yeah, like that, and that is when they're better, like during the week.
Yeah.
I think the Lash is a really great spot.
Lash is my new favorite spot, but I wouldn't say it's like, it needs to keep going for a few months before
you gotta get a couple more weekends in there.
Yeah.
Have you been to the secret sandwich store in Highland Park?
Yeah, it's so good.
There's a sandwich store called, I just looked it up. It's the Tinfoil Liquor and Grocery Store.
Yeah.
So it looks like just like a liquor store.
Yeah.
And you have to give the guy at the counter a password, basically.
Well, usually do you guys sell birthday candles?
Oh,
and then he'll just buzz you in, and then you go back, and
right.
It's a deli.
And there's like, I think there's like a card or something on the table that you could pick it up, and you can say the words.
Yeah,
like
it looks like just a business card, but you turn it around, and it says the password.
Have you ever been to the Chipotle?
Also,
on Vine?
I wandered in, and
sorry, the Chipotle on Vine. What makes that different than any other Chipotle?
They do rice.
You
in the
all Chipotles do rice. Also, really? That's a terrible part of town.
Well, you can only and then they
the
do
the beans are dry.
Yeah.
That's worse. Everything you're saying is a reason.
Avocado's a couple dollars extra.
Yeah, it always is.
Extra.
This isn't different than any other Chipotle.
I don't know. I'm just throwing out things.
Don't.
What were you saying?
Oh, when I walked into the tinfoil sandwich store, I didn't do anything right. I just was like, where's the sandwich store? And the guy was like, do you mean, like, and he like, gave me the card, and I was like, I don't know. It's like supposed to be here. And he's like, it wasn't. I'm just saying they don't turn people away.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous about not getting it right.
Do you have turkey? LA
crying.
Weekly said that if I get a hoagie.
Eater LA said that I would
sure,
have.
You're shaking. Calm down. I'll buzz you in. Just please.
No, forget
crying.
It. I'll get these dill chips and be on my way.
Is it a speakeasy here?
I'm at a speak queasy.
Oh, do you guys have barbecue flavored Lay's?
Also, there's a General Coffee on Glendale, in Hyperion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good spot. Cute spot.
All right. There you have it. L.A. Hans.
Cheers.
Jeffrey James and all of our other interns. Wow. What an episode it's been. Let us know what you think. If you're I realized I didn't play an opening theme song.
You did play an opening theme song.
Wow, it's been so long. It was the Weezer one.
Yeah.
That's right. If you have questions for us, I was saying send them on over to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. That opening theme song was the Weezer parody I just remembered by Alex McGuire. This closing one is by someone named Duncan.
Duncan?
So thanks, Duncan.
You're writing songs again, Duncan?
Of Donuts fame.
It must be, right?
Or otherwise.
We'll be back next week. Later, everybody. Peace.
I was doing just fine before I wrote you. Swipe too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Jake and Amir are here to help you, but I hope you never need them again. You don't know what to do, you don't know what's right, and you don't know what's true, and the sooner you break her heart, your ex is a phantom now, swipe to the right. If I were you, if I were you. So here are Jake and Amir on their podcast show on HeadGum. They are here to help you out. of your sticky situation. Be where they may place you on a Monday, blast and ridicule you. Even they have problems too. Things got real if I were you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.